In our previous shiur, we began a discussion regarding the halacha of lahag chayv adam lahag b'pnei rabbi beregel, with a particular emphasis on why this halacha is this halacha relevant b'zman hazeh. If it is, why don't we really find it in the Shulchan Aruch? We discussed the opinion of many rishonim and achronim around this halacha. The Noida Behuda, which is the Noida Behuda that we began with in the previous shiur, quoted by the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Yontif, Simen Tuf Kuf Chof Tes, says a chiddush. In a letter that he writes to Rabbi Shaya Pick Berlin, he indicates that as we also asked, the Pasuk speaks about greeting one's Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. But even though the Pasuk speaks about greeting one's Rebbe on Chodesh and Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Chayiv Adam, the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam Lahagbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. So, how do we learn Yontif when the Pasuk speaks about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? So the Noda Behuda says, what makes Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh special? What makes Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh special is that they are days that have a higher level of Kedusha. They have a higher level of Kedusha. The biggest raya is that we have to bring Karban Musaf. And therefore, he says, it's only appropriate that on a day that we are exposed to a higher level of Kedusha, one should go to visit his Rebbe, who is a repository of Kedusha, so he could be mashpia on him the Kedusha that he has. However, says the Magen Avraham, if that's only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and we were able to show proper respect to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Shekhinah, there's also an obligation to show that respect to one's Rebbe. In a time where, says the Magen Avraham, they only went to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year, so it's only appropriate not to show more respect to the Rebbe than there is to show to the Shekhinah. And therefore, even though one could argue there's a point in going to visit the Rebbe every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh, but it would turn out that you're giving more respect to your Rebbe than you are to the Beis HaMikdash. So since they only went to be Oyel Regel 3 times a year, they also only went to greet their rabbis 3 times a year. So in other words, what the Magen Avraham is teaching us, what the Noda Behuda is teaching us, is that because there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no, it would be inappropriate to be Magbel Pnei Rabbi Beregel, because being Magbel Pnei Rabbi Beregel would show greater respect. So, what we learn from the Noda Behuda is that b'zman hazeh, when we have no Beis HaMikdash, there's no chiyuv lahagbo pnei rabbi beregel. However, there's a problem which the Noda Behuda addresses. All of these gemaras speak about the time where there was no Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, and the Gemara that we're learning in Masechta Chagiga all took place after the Churban Habayis. And even though they all took place after the Churban Habayis, they were still obviously growing to greet their Rebbe. So how does Noda Behuda explain that? So Noda Behuda says that was only not obligated, but it was something that they did mitzad ha-musar, that's the words of the Magen of Noda Behuda, that was the right thing to do, greet their Rebbe. What I was thinking, and maybe that's what the Magen Noda Behuda means, is as follows. As we said at the end of the previous year, in this halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel, there are two elements. There's one element of Hilchas Talmud Torah, and as we mentioned, this entire halacha is mentioned by the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and there's an element of Kovod HaRav, as Rashi mentions in Masechta Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And it could be what the Noi de Behuda means to say is that the element of Kovod Rabbi applies only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Because we can't have a situation of showing more Kovod to the Rabbi than we are to the Shekhinah. But the element of Talmud Torah certainly still applies Bezman Hazeh. And since that element applies even Bezman Hazeh, so therefore that the Shulchan Aruch, as the Magen Avraham pointed out in Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that still continues to apply whenever we need to be Hagel Pnei Rabbi Berek. There's an interesting explanation that I saw from the Stipler. The Stipler offers another explanation why there is no din of Kabbalah's Rabbi Bezman Hazeh. He says that only in the time of Chazal, where we know that most of Torah was learned Torah Shebaal Peh, and it was learned specifically from a Rebbe to his Talmidim. And without your Rebbe, you had no connection to learning. So therefore, the obligation of showing respect to the Rebbe was much greater. However, says the Stipler, Bezman Hazeh, where most of the learning we do was from Sfarim, we have Gemaras and we have all Sfarim printed, and therefore the connection between a Talmud and a Rebbe is much less. Therefore, one doesn't need to visit the Rebbe. And I was thinking, a raya to the Stipler's Vart, is that it's interesting to point out that this halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel is specifically taught by women, not by men. And as we've learned, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Kedushin, as the Gemara teaches us here in Masechta Chagiga as well, women are parted from Talmud Torah. So, why did the Pasuk choose to teach us the halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel specifically by women, not by men who have a Chayiv Talmud Torah? Perhaps the answer is that even though men have a Chayiv of Talmud Torah, the connection to Talmud Torah by men to the Rebbe is less than by women, because men learn Gemara and all the other Sfarim, and therefore the Rebbe wasn't so much of their only source of learning. And since the Rebbe wasn't their only source of learning, they, as the Stipler said, didn't have to go greet their Rebbe on Yom Tov. Women, however, who didn't learn from Sfarim that much, they learned more from their Rebbe, learned from hearing a drasha from the Rebbe. Therefore, they had to go listen to the Rebbe. They had to go visit the Rebbe because that was their source of learning. Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, in Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos VaHanhagos, Chelek Beis, Simen Shin Chof Beis, says that the reason there was more, going back to our original question, the original question that we asked is that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, say chayiv odom lahagel pnei rabbi beregel, and quotes a pasuk about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And the question is, why the pasuk speaks about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara says chayiv odom lahagel pnei rabbi beregel? So he says that he says a very simple explanation. He says the Gemara, famous Gemara, the end of Masechet Megillah, says Chayv Adam Limer Hilchus Chag B'Chag. You have to learn Hilchus Yontif on Yontif. So in Yontif, the Rabbonim would typically say a shear, a major shear, and therefore they were obligated to go. In earlier times, he explains, they would also be saying such a shear every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. But when they stopped saying that those shiurim, it's only left for Yontif. So it's clear that, again, his approach to this halacha of chayiv odom lahagel pnei rabbi beregel is a Tama Torah aspect. And what the Gemara means to say is fairly simple. Whenever there's a major address being given in Hilchus and learning in Torah, one has to go visit his Rebbe. However, as we quoted and in Rashi, clearly, that the obligation of greeting one's Rebbe is not limited to Talmud Torah, it's also a din in Kavod. In fact, I saw a beautiful vart from the Sefer Panim Yafis. The Sefer Panim Yafis says that we know that the pasuk says regarding Yontif, Shalosh Pamim B'Shana Yiroyas Kol Zechur Ches Hashem. Three times a year. Again, Shalosh Pamim B'Shana Yiroyas Kol Zechur Ches Pnei Adon Hashem. And the Panim Yafis points out that when we learn this pasuk, it seems that there's an extra word, the word S. It should have said Shalosh Pamim B'Shana Yiroyas Kol Zechur Ches Pnei Adon Hashem. Why does the pasuk add the word S? So he says, we know there's a very famous Gemara, a Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The pasuk says, "Es Hashem Alokecha Tira, Es LeRabbis Talmid Chachamim." So he says that's pshat in the pasuk. Shalosh Pamim B'Shana Yira Kol Zechorcha, but they shouldn't just see Pnei Hashem. They shouldn't just go to the Beis Hamidrash to be oil regal, but they also have an obligation of Es. S, Hashem Elokecha, S, LeRabbis Talmid Chachamim, that they have an obligation to greet their, they have an obligation not just to show kavod to Hashem, but as Rashi clearly says, they also have an obligation to show kavod to Talmid Chachamim. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos, B'Tzela Chochma, Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach Gimel, this, regarding this entire issue. And he discusses some interesting points. The points he discusses is, if one's Rebbe lives in Chutz Laretz and he's in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, and he has a Talmud who lives in Eretz Yisrael. So the Talmud who's living in Eretz Yisrael, for him, he only has one day Yontif. The Rebbe has 2 day Yontif. So the question is, if the Talmud goes to visit the Rebbe on the second day Yontif, and that day Yontif is Yontif for the Rebbe, but not Yontif for the Talmud, is he mekayim the mitzvah of chayv odom lahagel pnei rabbi beregel? So of course he says lechatchila one should go on the first day yontif, but he says b'diavad you could go on the second day, and according to the way we're explaining, it's very understandable because it's a din and covered rav, and since this is a day that's yontif for the Rebbe, that's the day you could be mekayim the mitzvah of chayv Lahagbol Pnei Rabbi Regal. But what would become out, what about the other way? If one's Rebbe lives in Eretz Yisrael and he finds himself in Chutz Laaretz on Yom Tov, could one visit him on the second day Yom Tov? According to the way we're explaining, he really shouldn't be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Because that isn't Yom Tov. It isn't the day of Yom Tov for the Rebbe. However, the Betzel Chacham of the Eved is lenient. And he says a good svara. Because since we know the halacha is that a person from Eretz Yisrael who finds himself in Chutz Laaretz on Yom Tov, even though he only has to keep one day Yom Tov, because of Maris Ayin, he should keep the second day Yom Tov at least publicly. So it's somewhat Yom Tov for him. And since it's somewhat Yom Tov for him, he can visit his Rebbe even on the second day. A Talmud who's from Chutz Laaretz, that's in Eretz Yisrael, now, and his Rebbe is in Eretz Yisrael, that, it seems, has to visit his Rebbe strictly on the first day Yom Tov, because it's in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe is only keeping one day Yom Tov.